Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation on WGNS AM FM and welcoming in Brad Blomgren.
Blomgren.
There okay. You go. Yeah. See, I have an extra O in your name for some reason, and it looks like Bloom. I'm not sure. I know who wrote that. I'm not going to say any names, point any fingers. Blomgren.
Yes, that's correct.
Blomgren. Well, now that we have formally introduced each other, you are with the Way of Hope, and we're going to talk about Murfreesboro's Got Talent. And first of all, I really want to get some information about the Way of Hope. What is this organization?
Well, the Way of Hope is a brand new nonprofit organization, and actually, we submitted our charter this week, and so we're excited about that. And the Way of Hope came about working with the homeless for about the last 3 years as an outreach ministry of our church. I became aware of how desperate the situation is in certain aspects of the homeless, and I was sharing with a number of friends of ours about the issue, and got in a conversation with Scott Foster, who is the director of the Journey Home. And they do a marvelous work down there. It's feeding 160 people sometimes a day down there, and many other services provided for the homeless. And he was saying, "Well, I've been praying about you, and I feel like it's time for you to get organized." And I was complaining about how there are so many marvelous ministries in this community, and so many people have a heart to really reach out to those in need. Yet there's this really desperate need for space for homeless women and children. We have two wonderful shelters here, Salvation Army and Room of the Inn, and they've been doing a great work for a really long time, and we're so blessed to have them. But they were built when our population was half of what it is. And of course, with the economic situation we have now, there's so many more people that have need than we did 15, 20 years ago. And so they're just full all the time. In fact, I got a call today, and a lady was looking for a shelter for a woman with children. And the Room of the Inn was full. The Salvation Army was full already. And she had looked at several other places outside of Murfreesboro, and she just had no place to go. And so what Scott was referring to is he was saying, you know, get organized and you know, see if you can do something about it. And so I went out, and I just started meeting with people, trying to find out what could be done. And really the only long-term solution to the problem is we do need some more shelter space. And so, but that's not anything I'm in a position to tackle. That's for people other than myself. And so, you know, then the idea was, what can we do? And so we became aware that in Nashville, and actually all over the country, that they are sheltered in churches. In fact, in Murfreesboro, about 15 or 20 years ago, we used to shelter them here. And what is now Room at the Inn was seven churches back then called Room at the Inn, who were sheltering them in their facilities in the downtown community. And then Christine Huddleston had a vision for providing a shelter and relieving the churches of that responsibility, and that became what we now have, which is Room of the Inn. And Christine has done such a marvelous work. I don't know, maybe people don't know, but she's volunteered her service for free for like the last 15 or 20 years to provide this service, and what a marvelous gift she is to this community. But unfortunately, we just need some more space. And so
we're kind of right back where we started with Room in the Inn a few years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and we're calling them overflow shelters because we don't really want to look to shelter them unless Room in the Inn and Salvation Army are full. But if you can imagine, if they're full here at the beginning of the fall, you can imagine how the situation is going to be in the wintertime. Some frightening statistics. The Rutherford County School System reports that 847 children had let the school know, or somebody within the school, that they were homeless last year. And another 101 in the Murfreesboro School System reported that they were homeless. And I know dozens of people who have become homeless over the last year that never reported to their teacher or to their guidance counselor or anyone that they were homeless. And so there's a good possibility there are even more hundreds of more that we don't, that the school doesn't know about. But that's how many they know.
So where do they stay?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's pretty frightening when you think about it. I met with Linda Gilbert several weeks ago, who is the superintendent of the Mercerville School System, and they have money budgeted to pick children up from the Room of the Inn, from Salvation Army, from the Regal Inn, from the Jackson Motel, the Mercerville Motel, because there's so many homeless there that they don't want to. It's a marvelous thing they're doing because they don't want to add any more trauma to the children by also having them switch schools or not being able to go to school. So they're picking them up. So that's where they're staying. And also, Brian Hercules, which is the president of United Way, he informed me of a new term that's called couch surfing. And couch surfing is people who are staying on their with their friends, their family, and in some cases, total strangers, to find shelter, to get out from the streets. And it was many children and women are finding themselves victims of predators when they're in these kind of environments, in the low-end hotels and staying, and sometimes complete strangers' couches. In fact, there were
predators in what way?
Well, there was some instances that happened that they're in the paper, that they were widely reported, some children that were victims when their mother was, you know, looking for shelter,
mm-hmm.
and met some people she barely knew and stayed in there, and the children became victimized.
And, so. I mean, what did you say? Couch surfing?
Couch surfing, yeah.
It's just
staying on people's couches, on their floors, wherever they can find
and may not even know the people very well.
In this particular incident, she had just met them.
This is obviously shocking. And when you think of women and children living in not only this type of conditions, but I would assume tent cities and under bridges and things of that nature, where you typically see homeless gather in almost small communities, women and children are very vulnerable.
Absolutely. And this is where they are at risk with predators. Another lady I know has three small boys, and she lost her job, and she got kicked out of her place, and so she had a number of different churches that put her up in hotels, but you know the churches were limited too, because you got to remember this went last winter was an extremely long winter,
sure,
and the churches had their benevolence was the highest it's ever been in many of the churches. And so they were just completely tapped out. It just wasn't there. And so she found shelter with some pretty shady people. And I was shocked, you know, with three young boys. And fortunately for her, she didn't become, her children weren't victimized. But it's just many people, many young women are putting themselves in at risk situations because there's really no place to shelter them. And we are looking predominantly for the women and children because that's one of the least... there's certainly more space for men, and there, you know, men, it's easier for them to be able to even go to Nashville and find shelter there, where it's much more difficult for women, especially with children, to go somewhere else.
Why is that? Why are there more shelters for men, it seems?
Well, it's a lot easier to shelter men. You have a room and you put some bunks up and provide some food and you're pretty good to go, you know. With women, especially with children, they really need a little bit of privacy and so that's pretty much been the way that's been done. So there's several rooms that are set aside specific for that. But if you can imagine the kind of numbers we're talking about, there's only, you know, less than 10 rooms available in an emergency situation.
Less than 10 rooms, and there are close to 1,000 in both school systems that have at least written on their registration form that they're homeless.
Yes. And that is the problem. And so we have so many great ministries that do such great work, and yet there's this big gap that is existing. And so it's a place where I think the churches, it's time to, you know, they're already indicated that they're willing to step up and kind of fill this void.
Brad Blombrin is joining us here with The Way of Hope. How are you coordinating this with churches? I would think that It would be very difficult. Someone has to be coordinating, because if it's overflow, then you may get a call and then there be a call to action, and there's got to be a chain of command and how to get things rolling, I would assume.
Right, and that's why the Way of Hope has been organized, to be the point of contact, so that we can make communication to the different service providers for the homeless and let them know that we're a place where if Room the Inn's full, Salvation Army's full, they have no other way to go, that they can come to us, and so we'll be the point of contact. And we are the ones that are coordinating with the different churches, and we're so blessed to have churches that have really stepped up and said, we want to do this. We're behind you. But one of the things that we learned, as I already told you, the churches are suffering a little bit financially themselves, and their benevolence is the highest it's ever been. So we were wondering, you know, there is some startup cost and there are some expenses that we're going to have to do to provide these needs for these women. And so about 6 weeks ago, I was watching America's Got Talent on TV, as probably so many other people were. And we're like, hey, that's a great idea. We can do Murfreesboro's Got Talent, and we can use this as a fun way for the community to come together to be able to enjoy the talent that we have in this community, which is an extremely talented community, and also raise money for this cause to shelter the women and children. So there's actually going to be two shows. One is for Murfreesboro's Youth Got Talent. That's for 15 and under. And Murfreesboro's Got Talent for the 16 and up. And so auditions will be October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And it's free to register, so if anybody's got a talent out there and would like to put that on display for the community, we would love to have you come. There's no cost for them to attend the show. There's no cost for them to register. All the other attendees, so if their friends or family come, there is a $5 cost. But also, since we are doing this for the homeless women and children, if there's somebody who is in a financial difficulty and would like to have the child be in the show, we don't want to say, yeah, your child can be in the show, but you can't come because you don't have $5. All somebody has to do when they come is just say, I would like to have a sponsorship or a scholarship ticket, and we will be glad, without any questions, to give them a ticket. So if you would like to come, you would like your child to be in the show, yet you're financially in a spot, please, please come. You will certainly be welcomed. You will just simply say, scholarship ticket, please, and you'll be given one. Because we want all the people in the community to be able to come and be a part of this.
Obviously, in a situation like that, I could see where there could be a bit of embarrassment from, you know, if you don't have the money to be able to come, but your child is really
absolutely
talented and want to show that off. So that is a great thing. I have to admit that my wife and I love America's Got Talent. You know, it's one.
It's a great show, isn't it? It's fun to watch.
And just the stories that come out of that program, it's kind of really a great fit. This year, the winner of the program was a car washer in West Virginia.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
And now he's a millionaire and is going to have his headline show, and is really a great singer. So
yeah, now we can't promise those kind of results, but we do have some fun prizes. Shecklitz Photography, and they do so many great things for this community, and they've stepped up and they've donated for the first prize a professional photo shoot and a professionally prepared portfolio, a press kit, which includes a resume and a press release and a CD, and we're also going to give them a DVD from Before Entertainment so that they can put it on YouTube, and hopefully this will give them great opportunities to help kind of kickstart their career.
Sure. That's great.
Yeah.
And all of the proceeds will benefit the Way of Hope. If someone is saying, you know, I don't have a talent, I can sing in the shower, but that's the only place, or whatever, but they want to get involved, I mean, is there a way for the community to get involved in this effort, whether it be monetarily or volunteering or both?
Absolutely. You know, right now, We are getting ourselves prepared for when we begin to house the women and children, we're going to need to have necessity bags put together. We're going to have some clothing. We don't need a clothing store or closet because there's so many great ones in the community. There's no need to duplicate something that's already been done. But there are going to be situations where, you know, people come home and they've been, there's a padlock on their house and all their stuff's inside, and they got no place to go. And so we will need to have a place where they can get at least a couple changes of clothes if they need it, until they can get to some of the clothing closets and stuff. And so that's going to take a lot of time and effort. And if you do have that singing shower, you'd be surprised. Some of those people have turned out to be pretty amazing stars, and
oh,
are some of the people we watched on the show. So the auditions are pretty harmless. And if you would like to come and perform, you'll be just in front of a few judges and whoever's there watching their other friends and family at the auditions. So if you want to just kind of test and see, please come out. It'll cost you nothing, and it'll be a great experience for you. The judging will be, it'll be an encouraging judging, and they'll give you comments on how you can improve. So
no Piers Morgan then.
No Piers Morgan now. No embarrassing comments if you blow it. We'll just might write down some comments of things that you can do to improve.
So. This is a great effort. When will you hopefully be in operation to the point where you can begin helping women and children with housing? With winter time coming up really soon, I guess it's crunch time, isn't it?
Right, it is. Yeah, typically the Room of the End model, which is what it's known all over the country as Room of the End model, is typically mid to late November through March. A lot of the Room of the End models throughout the country are also considering now June and July, and maybe even August, because of the heat. But I forgot to mention, the show itself is going to be on October 21st. And so even if you aren't going to be in the show or know somebody, it should be a really fun event, and we would love to sell it out. There's actually going to be two. The youth show is going to start at 5:30. And the adult show, or the 16 and up show, will start at 7:30. So we would love for you to come and attend. And, you know, one of the things is that when you hear the kind of statistics we talk about today, you know, there's always that sinking, helpless feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is so bad, but what can I do? Well, here's something you can do. For $5, you can come and support it. We also have a silent auction, so if you would like to support it that way, this is an opportunity for you to get involved and really make a difference in our community.
Registration, or auditions rather, and it's free to register. All of this at Patterson Park, October 3rd for ages 3 through 12, the 4th for ages 13 through 18, and the 5th for ages 19 and up. And on October 21st at Patterson Park, out on Mercury Boulevard, is where the talent show competition will take place. And Brad will talk between now and then for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Very good. That is Brad Blomgren joining us with the Way of Hope here in Murfreesboro to talk about Murfreesboro's Got Talent. Well, that's going to do it for our program today. We thank you so much for joining us. We've got all sports talk coming up after we check the news.